Sonen News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A pause in fighting between Israel and terror group Hamas will start today in Israel. 13 women and children will be part of the first wave of hostages released. Under the deal agreed to earlier in the week, Hamas will release 50 women and children over 4 days. In a meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will pursue the destruction of Hamas.
We hope to get our hostages out. It's not without its challenges, but we hope to get this first tranche out. And then we're committed to getting everyone out, but we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Dublin, Ireland is on fire. Riots have broken out after the stabbing of 3 kids and 1 adult. At a news conference, the Irish National Police spokesman said they're investigating a stabbing assault that injured 4 innocent people outside a school in central Dublin.
Preliminary indications are that a male attacked a number of people on Parnell Square East. 5 casualties have been taken to hospitals in the Dublin region. These casualties include 3 young children, an adult female and an adult male.
The adult male was the assailant. A woman thought to be in her 30s was seriously hurt after she ran to the aid of a 5-year-old girl attacked by that man in his 50s. Sources told Irish National Press her actions may have saved 2 other children, 5 and 6 years old, from serious harm. Following reports that the attacker was an Algerian immigrant, Dublin residents took to the streets in protest. Crime has skyrocketed in the past 5 years in Ireland following the massive influx of male immigrants. Rapes have skyrocketed as well. A new report says the 2 people who died in a fiery car crash at the U.S.-Canadian border were a married couple from New York. This is SRN News. A Roman emperor gets the transgender treatment. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Marcus Aurelius Antonius, usually referred to as Elagabalus, was one of the more flamboyantly decadent leaders of ancient times and did routinely parade around in women's clothing prior to his assassination in 222 A.D., but now curators of Britain's North Herefordshire Museum have branded the emperor, quote, a transgender woman, and have begun referring to him using female pronouns. The coin bearing his image now appears in the museum's LGBT display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. This is SRN News. The clock continues ticking towards the release of several Israeli hostages by Hamas. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
All eyes are on the planned release of 13 of about 240 hostages held for 47 days by the Hamas terrorist organization. Following weeks of intense negotiations led by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, a stage deal was accepted that should yield the first to be released at 9 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Friday. Despite guarded gratitude that some captives will be set free, Israelis remain cognizant that the deal is not done until it's done. Even if all goes as scheduled, only 50 of the hostages stand to be released, leaving the Jewish state with a diminished military capability due to the remaining hostages, according to military experts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.